Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, coming off of a hopefully restful and a safe three-day weekend. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
Boy, how classy. Him, you know, when he was in the Oval Office, he went to the Arlington Cemetery, comforted these, widows of fallen soldiers, and, just classy. That's when the military, those who were giving their lives for our country in uniform, respected their commander-in-chief.
Yep, that's right.
Because he was, because he had a extremely high level of respect for them. And, it was cool. It was a good weekend. A lot of really great celebrations. Time to, reflect on the ultimate sacrifices made for us. And, the next one's the 4th of July. Got Independence Day coming up and one of our favorites.
Yep.
So, summer is officially started. Not technically. That'd be June 21st. But, Memorial Day weekend kicks off summer.
That's for sure. And it's always interesting to reflect on what July 4th means to each of us individually. And looking back at my life back in 2011, when I was actually finally baptized, that just happened to be the day that it was made available.
Right.
That it was like a mass public baptism. And they did it there at the Country Chapel in Post Falls?
Oh, North Country Chapel.
Yeah, North Country Chapel in Post Falls.
Great church.
Yeah.
Great pastor.
Yep, that pastor did an awesome job, and a ton of people from the public came to be baptized because they offered to do it without, making them swear to be part of their congregation first.
Right.
And so it just so happened that day that they did it was July 4th. And so I find that to be interesting that
appropriate.
Yeah, our own personal history, bringing those two days, those two significant days and events together, that's kind of interesting, But there is that. And speaking of July 4th, what we're covering today after the break is extremely important, and it is a film that is going to be opening in theaters across the country on July 4th as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of this film is called The Sound of Freedom, and it's a true story with Jim Caviezel, the man who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, and you also probably know him from
The Count of Monte Cristo. One of my very favorites.
It's such a great movie, and so he is portraying Tim Ballard in this true story of saving the trafficked children.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be covering a little bit more of that after the break, but extremely, extremely important.
Yeah, The Sound of Freedom, we thought didn't really match up with the subject matter of the movie. This can't even be produced in Hollywood now because this is an independent Christian film company.
Right.
And this film implicates so many people that are involved in the child sex trafficking. And it's not just child sex trafficking. It's not like a brothel with kids in it. This is beyond evil. This is a heavy topic. This is a heavy subject. And we, really
that's right.
struggled with deciding, but only briefly, because this is something that can't be ignored. Judgment is coming.
Right.
For our country, for what is happening. exactly. For the world, judgment on the world. Of course, we know judgment on the world is coming, and it is because of the evil, and God's going to put an end to it. But while we are here, I think
we have to do something, because this is I feel that even with the world as insane as it is right now, worse than any of us have ever seen it or even heard about it being, as bad as it is, this is the single most horrific issue that exists on the whole planet.
Agreed. And if you don't agree, it's because of your ignorance. And I don't mean dumb, stupid. I mean, you simply don't know.
You don't know what's going on.
The extent of this.
Right.
And we're talking tens and tens of thousands of children, including
millions,
right around the world,
yep.
Thousands and thousands of Americans.
Yep.
Somebody who your toddler was right out front. You go out, they're gone. You never see them again.
Right.
And with no answers, no closure.
That's right.
No, I mean, a parent's worst nightmare. And these people are rescuing. Jim Caviezel portrays the guy who is still actively working rescuing children. He's doing a lot of work in South America, because that's where a lot of them end up going to a kind of a port,
right,
where they end up all over the world,
yep,
including the United States. So yeah, it's a heavy topic, but
we're all going to stand before God one day, and if this single most horrific subject was just allowed to just pass over you and you did nothing about it, and you did, you know, it was, you were unaffected by it,
right,
and didn't even try to, you know, put your voice to it and do something about it, I think the Lord would have a serious issue with that.
Yes.
Because they're truly, I mean, this is why wars are fought and won, because the victor is always the one that is willing to do the most horrific things to children, because that's where everybody draws the line. They go, okay, fine, if you're going to threaten to do that, you just win.
Right.
Just don't do that. Right. I mean, that's the bottom line. Just don't hurt our kids.
Well, right? that's what buckles people, you know, yep. when you have, and it also says a lot for the ruthlessness. I mean, you know, in any fight, a fist fight in the street, whoever is fighting the hardest, down and dirty.
Yep. The dirtiest, the most wicked fighter.
The most aggressive, ruthless fighter is going to win.
Yep.
And of course, when you're talking about war, it's those, that ruthlessness
is severe.
Inherently, that it leads to the harming of children. That's what China says. It's the reason why Nazi Germany did not succeed is because they were not willing to be as ruthless as is necessary to win.
Yikes!
And they're thinking that they need to colonize the world, and China is superior to everybody. And in a matter of time, they have to make the move militarily. So. Yep. So you're talking about the mindset of somebody who thought the Nazis weren't ruthless enough, and that's why they didn't ultimately take over the world. So from a perspective of, we're going to learn from their mistakes, and we're going to be as ruthless as
they're going to be more ruthless
as
than them.
They needed to be. We're going to make up for it.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty scary to have the people that we have in office now at this time, such a precarious and dangerous time. And Lindsey Graham, oh my goodness, somebody do something about that guy. He goes over to Ukraine.
Right.
It's all over social media. There he is grinning for the cameras, telling Zelensky, Russians are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent. Now, can you imagine Putin saying, Americans are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent.
No kidding.
Oh my gosh. No wonder. And so Russia's response is to issue an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, and
thank goodness, because
he deserves it.
He needs the smackdown big time. That's like
the person behind you shoving you into a fight, shoving you into a brawl.
Right.
But only it's much more serious. We're talking World War III, which will not happen without nuclear weapons.
Right.
And it's not even.
That was just, even for a liberal, that would be a stupid statement to make. You know, I think they even back off of that kind of stupidity, and yet he just blurts it right out. And it also goes to show what their true intent was in the first place.
Yeah.
Was to go in there and fight Russia through some other country.
That's only going to last so long.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going to make him say, okay, you are actively engaged in killing, you are materially and financially supporting the killing of our country. Yeah. And now you're bragging about it, saying it's on.
Bragging. It's basically saying, look, okay, we are the puppeteers. We're making Ukraine talk. You know, we've got our hand in the mouth, and we're making Ukraine do all of this false staging for us, because it's really us. It's really the United States that's attacking you. We're just using them and using them as our puppet. And so then he goes and exposes him as himself and all the liberals as the puppeteer behind Ukraine. That's just dumb.
Globalists.
That's just absolutely mindlessly stupid.
And that guy's got a R, Republican, after his
even
yank that.
Even worse.
Where is the Republican National Committee?
Right.
Yanking, censoring him. Where's Senate? The Senate censoring him.
Yep.
All of the Republicans denouncing him and immediately calling for his resignation.
The United States should arrest him, for crying out loud. I mean, that's, in fact, if I was Ukraine and I heard him say that, all the Ukrainians in Ukraine should have it out for him right now. I mean, just the fact that he has basically said, we just used you guys, ha ha ha, you know, and we don't really care about any of you guys. We've just been able to use your country as a reason to launder all this money into our pockets. And well, thanks for letting us use you guys.
Yep. Thanks for getting way more Ukrainians killed and causing this whole thing to spill over.
Exactly.
So, yep. Anyway, well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the word of the day. I'm looking forward to that.
Let's do.
And boy, this is definitely where we need to be grounded in today's world situation.
No kidding. In the craziness of this world, and just to clarify again, we are not them. So any of the rest of the world listening to this program, we conservative Christian patriots in America, we are not them and they are not us. We have nothing to do with Biden Chinese communist coup. We have nothing to do with them. They don't represent us. We are not represented by them whatsoever.
They don't represent the overwhelming majority of Americans.
They stole our election, and we resent them wholeheartedly.
And all of those people are not Americans. Lindsey Graham is not an American.
That's
Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, none of those deep state creatures are Americans.
They are the insurrection.
Yeah, I don't care what their passport says.
That's
those
right.
are not Americans.
Without a doubt. Okay, well, so the word of the day for Trump.
Fire it up Tuesday.
For Trump Tuesday. Trump, the real president, by the way, the guy that actually won the 2020 election, we might add, and continue to add, which is why we are resentful of this communist coup puppet Biden. And so anyway, the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Daniel chapter 7, verses 15 through 27, which read under the title, Daniel's Visions Interpreted. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts which are four kings which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I wished to know the truth about the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth of iron and its nails of bronze, which devoured, broke in pieces, and trampled the residue with its feet. And the ten horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up, before which three fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth, which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints, and prevailing against them. Until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different than the first ones, and shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. And that's it.
Wow. That's coming up.
It is coming up. And it describes in the notes that a time and times and half a time is another way of saying 3.5 years. It refers to the last half of the 70th week, the time for the most intense manifestation of Satan's power in his persecution of the Jews and believers in Christ who still remain on earth. This reference gives strong evidence that the last half of Daniel's 70th week refers to the Great Tribulation.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I think it's, and then when it's describing another horn or the little one, that is referring to the Antichrist spirit and becomes an archetype of the Antichrist in the book of Revelation.
Right.
And so the great part here is that in verse 26 and 27, it says, "But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High."
Yes.
And his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. So in the end, I mean, there's the final story. There's the bottom line. It doesn't matter if he's prevailing against the saints. You know, because it does say that. It says in verse 21, "I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them."
Right.
Well, have your little moment. 15 minutes of fame,
right.
You know, where you're actually going to feel like you're winning, because you lose.
You lose, and there's going to be an immense price to pay for that.
That's right.
Few moments of glory. and it's all going to come to an end, and it's coming up soon. Yesterday, you know, I was mentioning the clay feet. I was like, and that's the king. That's where we're at now. Just to clarify, we are not, that kingdom is not in place now, but we're right at the threshold of that. That's the next kingdom.
Well, right. And that was what
right.
Kissinger was saying in that statement from
yes.
2008. He was making a direct reference to now being, you know, now in the past 10 years or whatever, being, you know, that we are the clay feet as of right now. And Kissinger was the one that was denoting that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
right. that Antichrist kingdom is right around the corner.
Yep, exactly.
We can see it rising up around now. So just stay close to him now more than ever.
Well, and you know what is also interesting was that last week, I read an article about how China, well, Xi, President 11, Grandma Seacow, Winnie the Pooh, however,
yes.
from whichever country you are and however they refer to him.
Yes.
I think Winnie the Pooh is great.
Yeah.
But so Winnie the Pooh thinks that he is going to be the great negotiator, trying to mimic Trump, apparently, as a peace negotiator between Ukraine and Russia now.
Oh, yes, of course.
So,
you know, I've been watching this Iran-Afghanistan thing. Also, interesting. I can see President 11 stepping in to be the mediator for them, because they're heavily
right.
invested, and so is Russia in Iran and China in Iran and Afghanistan with all the lithium mines. And
well, and then plus, I mean, that's quite the negotiating power to wield if you are the one that is in charge of all of their Belt and Roads programs in
right.
each
Pakistan,
country.
They're folding up right now because of that.
Yep,
they can't
that's
make
right.
the payments.
Yep. And so if he goes in there and says, "Hey, we loaned you all this money. Now knock it off.
That's right.
You know, I won't make you pay your loans back right now if you knock it off. That could be an ultimate negotiating tool to kind of keep in the back of your mind. Because in the end, the Antichrist is revealed as the great negotiator that arranges this peace deal,
right,
you know, in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So,
a false peace, temporary.
Yep, that's right.
All right. Well, so we make sure we have enough time for the audio clip with Jim Caviezel on the other side of the break. We better go ahead and do that now. So stick around. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the prep to help take your preps to the next level. The website is prepping2-0.com. And one more time, Lady Liberty, before we do, what was the scripture again?
That was Daniel chapter 7, verses 15 through
27. There we go. Okay, write that down and read it today, folks. And we'll be back in segment 2.
And things she says that are over the top, like...
The Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
You know what? You want to know something?
You want to know something?
You want to know something?
We always win.
We always win.
We always win.
All right, thanks for sticking around with us, Patriots. We are in segment 2 here, and we want to go right into this this audio clip with Jim Caviezel talking about The Sound of Freedom, this new film coming out on the 4th of July of all dates. But also the U.S. Marshals have been active as well, thank God.
Yes.
So,
it's not just a problem that we're throwing it into your lap saying this is the most horrific problem in the world and nothing's being done about it. They are doing something about it. Praise God for that. In an article from the Daily Mail, from the UK, the article is titled "We Will Find You: U.S. Marshals Locate 225 Missing Children After a 10-week manhunt Operation." And so these are just children that have been abducted here in the United States. This is not even addressing the 85,000 children that are now missing, according to the whistleblower that spoke to Congress. And so the fact that the U.S. Marshals can find them is a huge step in the right direction. Also, the fact that we know where to start locating these children if we were to capture and arrest these cartels and interrogate them and into finding these children and where they have been taken. So there's something that can be done, and there's something that is being done. So continue to pray in that direction and be loud, loud, loud about this subject.
Obviously, you understand the content of this. Once the world sees this film, and once they see the ships that they transport the children in and all of this stuff, there's no other film like this. Our industry can't make this film right now because of a lot of people that are involved in it all over the world that are in this. And many of these people are very famous. I kind of started there with Tim. And when he started to show me all of the hell that they have to look at, it's when I bring this up to people, they I'm not for trafficking of children. I want to stop it. And Tim would always tell me, you know, when you're playing this, just remember that. Because this hell that you have to look at, most of the guys I bring in, and they've seen the worst stuff that you've ever seen. It's just what they do to children. Children are nothing more than it, like a cow. It's already past the drug trade, okay? This is like, if you were to watch Schindler's List, you would say, boy, that was terrible. I wish I was around that. Maybe I could have done something. But you can do something now. And we can end this. When your child is taken, you're never going to see that kid again. And at that point, you probably wished you would have done something. We're at that point right now. And if we let our little ones continue to be slaughtered, boy, there's going to be a judgment on this world, and especially our country. It's the worst horror I've ever seen. It's screaming alone, even if I never, ever, ever, ever saw it. It's beyond, and these people that do it, there'll be no mercy for them. And when I, at that point where I have tears coming out of my eyes because my heart is so on fire, I'm fearless. You're fearless. You're the best that you will ever be when God is in your heart like that. And when it's burning, you're fearless, and you're not afraid of the devil. You actually hunt him. And any of them that hurt our little children in the film, there's a line in there where he says, why are you doing this? And I say to him, as Tim said, because God's children are not for sale. They're not for sale. You can't do it anymore, Satan. And we're coming after you. And I'm not afraid, and I'd ask you all not to be afraid either, because they're worth saving.
They're giving you a standing ovation right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right, well, there's just a small sliver of that. We'll post that whole video there on our Telegram channel this morning after the show. But otherwise, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here, and we'll see you then.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.